Hi and welcome to another episode of Heat Treat Radio. Today we're continuing with a periodic feature called Heat Treat Next Gen, where we interview up-and-coming, outstanding young people affiliated in some way with the North American heat treat industry. Today we're going to spend a few moments south of the U.S.-Mexico border speaking with Humberto Ramos Fernandez, who, by the way, is not only today's Next Gen interviewee, but is also a member of Heat Treat Today's 2023 Class of 40 Under 40. And this seems like a good time to remind you that nominations for the 2024 Class of 40 Under 40 are currently open. So if you know of any young heat treat professional who is a rising young leader in the North American heat treat industry, please feel free to nominate him or her for the 2024 class at heattreattoday.com/40under40promo. And now, without further ado, here's our interview with Humberto Ramos Fernandez. Well, welcome everyone to another Heat Treat Radio episode. We have the great privilege today of having another one of our 40 Under 40 award recipients here to tell us a bit about himself. So, Humberto, I would like for you, if you don't mind, tell us your name. I gave him the first name, but if you don't mind, give us your name and tell us a little bit about your upbringing. Where, for example, where were you educated? High school, undergrad, that type of thing.
Yeah. Hi. Hi, Doug. My name is Humberto Ramos Fernandez. I'm born and raised here in Chihuahua, Mexico. I've spent my whole childhood living here. And when, you know, when college, I moved to Monterrey, Mexico, and had my degree there, and spent a few years working around. I lived a little bit in Houston, Texas. I lived a little bit in Australia. I spent a few months in Argentina as well, and then got back to working on Monterrey, and eventually moved back to Chihuahua, where I'm currently living at, and very happy to be here, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So just curious, do you have a family? I know you have parents, obviously, but married, kids, a dog, a cat, what do we have?
No, I'm actually engaged. I'm about to get married on September later this year.
Congratulations. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Best to you. That's great.
Yeah. Thank you.
So in your youth and in your upcoming, you know, your I don't know whether it be high school or college or undergrad work, what was it that first made you think about metallurgy or heat treatment, that type of stuff?
I've always knew I wanted to be an engineer. My dad's an engineer. My brother's an engineer. And I've, since very young age, I've always been into cars and racing and stuff like that. So, you know, engineering and mechanical engineer kind of was an obvious choice for me when deciding my degree after high school. Never really thought of metallurgy as a career. It was kind of more of a business choice or business decision, more than a interest since childhood. When I started, you know, mechanical engineer, I always was very interested in the mechanical aspect of the parts and the design more than the metallurgy. But eventually, when, you know, working in Monterrey, I had the opportunity to come back home and visit for a weekend, and you know, got submerged in this environment of business leaders, where there were these a lot of opportunities for businesses, and one of it was heat treating, and that's when my real interest in it started, and you know, it's been, I guess, around 13 years or something like that since I started this. So since then, I've learned a lot. I mean, there's a lot to learn yet, but you know, I'm happy in what I'm seeing and what I'm learning.
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting. And I do want to mention that besides being one of the 40 under 40 recipients, in fact, you're on this screen back here somewhere. We won't take the time to look. But besides doing that, you've also authored a couple of articles with us as well. So obviously your learning has been going well, and you've been, you know, contributing, giving back to the industry, which is really good. So what did your family think of your decision to go into heat treat metallurgy?
The decision to go into the metallurgy and the heat treat adventure was actually a decision taken, with my dad, alongside my dad. We decided that this was a good business opportunity for both of us. And even though he's never been involved in the day-to-day operation, he's been very supportive, and he's the actual president of the board at HTML. So, it is we started this business together, and he's been with me all the way. And, we've had some very dark periods, and with all that has happened in the last 10 years, which is pretty much everything that can happen, from a pandemic and multiple industry crisis and everything. And he's been very supportive, and I think one of the main reasons, we've had some success, and I've been able to lead this company, and through all these, hard periods, it's because of his support and his continuous, knowledge. Exactly. And so, it's a very valuable thing to have, and I'm very, I think, grateful for sharing experience with him, and still having him, give so much.
So tell us a little bit about HTMX. I mean, that's the company. I don't think we've really mentioned it in anything particular. So tell us about it.
After I graduated from mechanical engineer, I got a job at GE Oil and Gas. We were I worked at this facility where we were manufacturing oil wellhead and Christmas trees and oil and gas equipment. And I spent a few years there. I learned a lot on the engineering side of it. I got to work in the corporate offices in Houston for a while. And this led me to realized that there were a lot of supply chain gaps in the Mexican industry. There were heat treaters, but none like the ones we were looking for from the quality side of the requirements. I being part of engineering, I would do go and visit some of these suppliers and realize that there were opportunities everywhere for I guess more controlled or certified process suppliers. And while that was happening, there was this pretty cool idea here in Chihuahua where a group of businessmen got together and organized a visit from Chihuahua to Chihuahua, trying to, really understand what was all the manufacturing that was happening here that a lot of people didn't really know. And over here there's four OEMs, there's aerospace OEMs, there's a Ford engine plant, there's a lot of industry happening here. And they defined several supply chain gaps, and one of that was so one weekend I was here visiting my parents, and we got to talk about these potential opportunities, and we just decided to go for it.
When was that? When was that that you
it was
opened
like
it?
around 2010, maybe. We decided we started the company officially started the company at the end of 2012. We've been operating since. We have a business partner as well, and we've I think we made a pretty cool team, and we've survived a lot of things throughout this.
What's been the most enjoyable part? I mean, what do you really like about it? When you think about the work you're doing, the company you're running, and whatnot, what do you really enjoy about it?
You know, I really enjoy whenever we have a new drawing, a new requirement, and trying to translate that into an actual service and looking at the potential growth and the equipment requirements and the pyrometry and all that. I think that's, you know, that's what really, I guess that's what, you know, we take a lot of care in at HTMX, and I think that's one of the parts I enjoy the most. And also, you know, just walking through the shop and seeing the furnaces full and, you know, the floor being clean and organized, that just, it's just relaxing at some point.
Yeah.
But
And
always.
it's got to be relatively satisfying for you too, to know that you started from zero.
We started, you know, in the first few months. I remember, you know, during after lunch, I would drive around some of the old neighborhoods where there's these machine shops and you know, pick a single part, you know, a gear or a shaft, and then go and do the heat treatment. And now we're doing hot isostatic pressing for engine airplane engine parts. So that's a big jump, you know. And so it is, you know, it's very satisfying, but at the end of the day, you know, we still have a lot of challenges and a lot of things to do. So yeah, it's never about focusing on what you've already done, but you know, what can be done and what lies ahead, I think. So, yeah, it is time, but it also brings extra worries, you know.
Yeah, it does. That's right. Little business, little problems, big business, big problems, you know. So, well, but nonetheless, you've done, you know, not a lot of people in the world have built a business from the ground up. So I'm sure it's worth taking some time and just acknowledging that accomplishment, which is good. So how many furnaces now? Let's say how many furnaces, how many HIP units, and how many employees are you employing now?
Well, we, you know, through since the pandemic, we went through a evolution. We refocused our company and became much more focused on the aerospace industry. So, you know, we were running you know, high volume automotive parts, oil and gas parts. And since the pandemic and the energy prices, and you know, a lot of the inflation issues that we had here in Mexico, especially with the energy costs, you know, they forced us to really focus on what we believe is the real value behind the heat treatment, which is, in my opinion, you know, the engineering of aspect of it. So we started focusing on these customers where their requirements were higher and where we were, you know, we would be able to better service them with what we had. So we refocus. We're currently running around 8 furnaces at the moment and 1 HIP unit. We are expecting to, you know, add a couple of furnaces this year. We're in the process actually, and we're adding a couple of other additional services. So we're growing. We you know, kind of moved away from the high volumes work, and we're focusing more on more aerospace industry and work now.
What are some of the resources that you use to help yourself stay well informed?
Internet, obviously, Heatreat Today is one of the main sources. You know, there are other sites out there, or heat treatment focused sites that I follow, and you know, I talk to colleagues, I talk to I'm very involved in the aerospace cluster here in Chihuahua, also in the Aerospace Federation in Mexico, and with the Chamber of Commerce in, you know, Chihuahua, but also federally in Mexico as well. So, you know, and nowadays with internet, you know, LinkedIn and all that kind of stuff, you know, there's a lot of information around. So I think it's the key aspect is to kind of know, filter the good info from the bad info, or from things as junk information, I guess.
Let me just ask you what we call, there's just a couple of rapid fire questions I want to ask you just to kind of get to know you a little bit more as a person. So, are you a Mac or Apple user as far as your computer goes, or are you a PC guy?
No, I'm an Apple user. Yeah.
Is that right? You have an Apple computer.
Yeah, I'm actually on a Apple computer right now.
Are you more of a digital person, or a more, do you like hard copy print, or both, or neither?
I grew up reading physical magazines, and I still really enjoy car magazines and stuff like that. But other than that, books and podcasts and all, it's on digital forms.
I usually ask people if they prefer a flexible work schedule or a high paying job. Being the owner of the company, you have neither. So maybe you would take either, right?
I'll take whatever I can get, but I think that the flexibility is a very, very valuable part of any kind of work, and I try to offer that to the people that we work with. But also, you need to have high pay to retain the good employees and the good engineers. So we're trying to balance both, always trying to balance both.
Tell me about your car passion. What are you still doing anything with your car passion here? You like car magazines and stuff like that?
I have a couple of old cars that I like to work on that I've worked with my brother on restoring as well. So yeah, I still keep that passion going, and it's something that I really enjoy too.
So you got to tell us, what's the 40-year-old car?
It's a 1983 BMW 320i.
If you could travel somewhere else that you haven't already been, where would you go and why?
Never been to Japan, and I would love to experience the culture. I feel fascinated by their history and their, I guess, their culture and even their food. So yeah, I guess that would be one of my first options.
What was it about Japan in the past that caught your attention?
Those kind of cultures that are so radically different from what we experience here in Latin America
Yeah.
are very interesting to look and to visit. And I've been through China, I've been through other Asian countries, and I've been through some other countries in Europe. So I think that considering that I've never been there, I would definitely choose Japan.
So, what do you do with your free time, assuming you have any?
I like to spend my weekends cycling. I do a lot of road cycling as well, on endurance sports, mostly cycling. So recently, I've done a lot of long days out there on the bike. I love the weather here, and we're here in Chihuahua. We're close to some very nice mountains and the canyons, and we have absolutely beautiful places to go and visit on your bike. So I try to do that.
All right, last question.
Yeah.
You choose on this, right? Favorite app on your phone or movie or magazine that you receive? You already mentioned did you get a magazine? I know that, but.
My favorite movie, I think it would be the Shawshank Redemption.
So, Umberto, as we wrap up, I got one more question, and that is this. What I future plans? Any vision you've got for the future, either with your company? Obviously, I know you're getting married, so that's one, but company life, generally speaking, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to a period of continuous growth in the company, and where we can, stabilize the operation, and allows me to explore new and bigger opportunities within the heat treatment industry. I think there's a lot to be done here, and I think we're as a country and as a state, we're coming into a very good period of time. And I think that personally, I'm in a, I feel optimistic of what we can achieve here. And that still drives me every day to try and improve our company and continue to learn and establish ourselves as a reliable and valuable heat treater for our customers.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Umberto, it's been a real pleasure to talk with you. I appreciate the time. Thanks for spending some time with us.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode with Umberto Ramos Fernandez. Give Heat Treat Radio a 5-star review or a like on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Podbean, or you can also listen to these episodes on our website at heattreattoday.com/radio. Let us know if you want to hear a special topic on this podcast or if you'd like to sponsor a future episode. You can do that by contacting me, Doug, at heattreattoday.com. Don't forget that nominations for the 2024 class of Heat Treat Today's annual 40 Under a 40 Award are now open. Nominate a worthy candidate at heattreattoday.com/40Under40 promo. This and every episode of Heat Treat Radio is the sole property of Heat Treat Today and may not be reproduced in part or in whole without advance written permission from Heat Treat Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Doug Glenn.